Okay. Third part of our timing. Today we're going to talk about how you know when produce is Shemitah produce. That is to say, that although the Issa Melacha is for 12 months, you know, starting from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, but produce of Shvi'is, lav dafka, that it grew during Shemitah. Okay, obviously grew something during Shemitah. There's produce that grew in the 6th year, that's considered Shemitah produce, and there's produce that grows into the 8th year, that's also considered Shemitah produce, and we're going to try to, today we're going to talk about how you figure out whether something is or is not from Shemitah produce. If the first half is going to be more general, and then we'll get into more specifics. Okay, before I tell you that, knowing which year something is, has, that I count, three other nafkaminas. Okay, three other nafkaminas know whether a piece of produce is from which year it belongs to. And we're talking about whether it belongs to Shemitah. Whether it belongs to a year is negated to, first of all, you can't be mafresh from one year and another year. You can't do hafreshes like Trumas and Maises from one year and the other. In Mirtz Hashem, one day we'll learn Hechas Chala, and we'll talk about it, and that's because it's very negated to us. So you're not mafresh from one year into another year. The second is, there's a different secondary Maiser. Maiser Shein or Maiser Ani, depending on which year something grew in. So you have to know which year it grew in to know whether you give Maiser Shein or Maiser Ani. And last is, related, is the years of Arla are also count by a year. Now, all these three things are not exactly measured equally, but they have certain similarities to them. And yeah, but we care about for the Shemitah part of it is which year something is it.
Okay? Well, it depends on what year Shemitah is.
No. What year it grew in, what year it planted in. So what I'm saying is whether something grew in this year or in the next year depends on...
Has it's not your Shemitah.
No, I said there are three other applications besides your Shemitah of why somebody, which year somebody was born in. Whether your baby was born in this year or next year doesn't make a difference. But whether something for Afroshrus or Mises makes a difference for these things. Okay. So, what is this? So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, that the way you measure whether something is from one year or from the other year has to do with when it takes in the amount of water it needs for growing. And the Gemara says, therefore, that fruits are judged by the year that they grew a third. Okay, we're going to see more about this in detail later. For now, I'm just trying to talk about the concept of it. The Gemara says, fruits are judged by a third because once they've grown that much, they've taken the water that they need. And yarukas, we'll talk about what yarukas are in a second, but yarukas go by lakita. Okay, look up, because they take in water, they continue to take in water, so they're judged as being in the year that they had lakita done to them. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. Now the Gemara brings it from Sukkim. The Gemara makes it as if it comes from Sukkim. It's not at all clear if it's really based on the Sukkim. There's a whole shiloh, but we're not going to talk about a Rashi and Tosfos about whether it's a derisa or a drabonin. Okay, and some of the reasons to think that it's a drabonin is because first of all is that one of them is the Gemara, there are these four grains.
Are we discussing now Meiser or Shemitah?
Both. Together.
How can that be the Reiser?
How can it be the Reiser?
How can that be the Reiser? To know if this carrot is the Shemitah or not is the Reiser thing, isn't it?
Oh, so for that's a Shiloh, because for Trumas and Meisers are only, I wasn't talking about, Trumas and Meisers are only for Dug and Tish and Yitzhar. They're not applied to these things. For Shemitah applies to everything. So it's a Shiloh. So how could the Gemara make, you'll hear in one second, I'm about to say, the Gemara makes things that are obviously the Rabbanon Dicke Cheshbonos, when we're talking about things that have to do with the rices. Okay, so we're not talking about water, but I'm just bringing up the Shiloh to mention it to you, which is what I'm thinking about. Listen to what I'm saying. There are four grains that have a special din. Okay, these four go in a group. It's like, you know, in Hilchos Tumah V'Taira, there's Zav, Zav, and Nidhi, Ledes. They go together, they have the same dinim. So in Trumas Maises, in these kind of dinim, there are four things that go together. They're called Ayriz V'Chayriv, Ayriz and his friends, okay? And they are, there's these four grains, Ayriz, Dagan, Dagan, Dorchen, Progen, and Shumshmin. Okay, there are these four grains that have the same dinim. Okay, they're different than other grains. They have special dinim, these four things. And the Gemara makes a cheshbon as to when their year should be. And we'll talk about later what the din is. But the Gemara makes a cheshbon that's obviously the Rabbanan. The Gemara talks about a cheshbon that you have to count their year by a certain thing, because or else it would be so complicated to figure out which one belongs into which year, and therefore we make their year be a certain way that it's like a convenience to make it a certain way. That sounds like a very Rabbanan way of talking. And also, what Yossi was hinting at is that certain things that for Trumas and Maises are only Drabbanan, but for Shemitah are Drabbanan. The Gemara's Cheshbonos very much sound like they're talking about things that are Drabbanan, and so Shaila and Rishonim, how could that be? Well, what do you mean? But there are things for Drabbanan. When Ayres is counted as a Shemitah produce, is very much a Drabbanan Shaila. It's not a Drabbanan Shaila. Okay, we'll just leave that on the side. Yerushalmi says it differently. We're going to see inside Yerushalmi in a second. Yerushalmi says that the drush is not by how much water it has. Yerushalmi says actually two things. First, Yerushalmi says there's a pasuk that says Aser ta'aser is called tfuah zarecha. And the Yerushalmi says that word zarecha is extra, and it teaches you that the only time something is chayiv in Trumas Samayishas is when it's reached a stage that it's able to be replanted. Okay, it's zarecha, it's something that in itself could be planted and be grown to something else. Not only is that the shear when it becomes chayiv, what we call the Oinus Samayishas, not only is that the shear when it becomes chayiv in Trumas Samayishas, but that's also how we convey the year for it is when it's able to be replanted, and therefore, the Yerushalmi says, therefore the fruits are judged when they grow by a third, because that's when they're able to be replanted. They're now developed enough that if you plant that seed, it would grow into another tree. So that's when the shear is. Okay. Now, if you just heard that part so far, you would think that the Yerushalmi is making a different drusha than the Gemara, because the Bavli makes a drusha that says it has to do with how much water it has. But lo and behold, you turn the page, and you find that the Yerushalmi says the same thing also. Yerushalmi says, hey, and what about for Yerukas? Yerushalmi says, you know what it is? Well, just like fruits, because by how much, when it takes in as much water as it needs, so too by Yerukas, it also depends when it takes in how much its water it needs, and therefore it depends by Lakita. Okay, so, I mean, it's a very strange thing. The Yerushalmi first says that the drasha has to do with Zaracha, and then the Yerushalmi says that the drasha has to do with, not with how much, with when it's plantable, but when it's taken in the water. Okay, so, I didn't see people ask the question. I mean, to me, I mean, my house is like 20 lines later. The Yerushalmi says, how do we know Peiris, Achayev? They had no Iris Dochen Progen Shumshman, skip that for now. And then they said, how about Yerukas? So it says, Yerukas, you know how we know it? Because just like by Paris, when they grow a third, they've taken in all the water, so too by Yerukas, when they grow, wait till they grow, take in all the water, and that goes by the end of, by Likita, which is a very strange thing. Which one is it? What do you say?
It's the same thing.
Which is the criteria? Is the criteria when it took in its water, or is the criteria when it grew enough that it could be replanted?
It's the same shear.
No, by fruit it is. But masket, by fruit it is. By fruit it's the same shear. Well, if that was the shear, why would you switch wording? Why do you say this is? What do you say?
It's a different question. I mean, it's a different question.
Okay, so what I think is, I don't know if this is the right answer. What I think the answer is, I think the answer is that I'm going to tell you later. We're going to talk more in detail that the word yerukas means in. In these kind of halachas, yerukas means something where you eat the leafy part of the vegetable, of the food. You don't eat the seed part of the food. Okay? And there are even foods that can be both two things. It could be a kidneys or a yerukas. It could be two different ways. And it then switches depending on what's going on. So a yeruk, by definition, means something that doesn't have seeds to it. Or the seeds are of no significance to it. Okay? So when we have a din that by peiris, it goes by tvoa zaracha. And that's what actually by Meiser, where it is for Paris, Achayim by Tua Zaracha. What are you supposed to do by Yerukas? What do you do with Yerukas? Yerukas have no Zaracha. There are no seeds. Well, what's the criteria? If I ever say the criteria is that it goes by when you have seeds that are plantable, you have lettuce, and there are seeds per se, but from our perspective, there are no seeds. It's just a leafy thing. So what are you supposed to do with this thing? When are we supposed to judge it? So in the Mela, for those kind of things, Chazal now understood a different criteria, that the third that it says by fruit is not just for that, but has a different criteria also.
Can I just say that because if they use the same wording by fruits and vegetables, you can't, they didn't replant vegetables. By trees, that's what you do, they make a sapling, you replant it, and you take...
And by vegetables?
By vegetables, you don't take a branch off of a lettuce and plant it.
No, just the opposite. You take a seed.
Right. So I'm saying that's why they couldn't use the same washer, because you know, let's say they're the same thing, really the same shear, taking enough water and growing a third. They can replant it, right? By trees, you replant.
No, you misunderstand. Replant means that the seed, you take the seed out of an apple and put it into the ground. When the apple's grown enough that you can take out the seed out of it and stick it into the ground and make a tree out of it, that's when it's grown enough.
So just you don't do that. You don't do that.
You don't do what?
I don't think, they didn't plant trees by taking seeds. Taking
branches. Right, that has nothing to do with it. But what a person chooses to do is not negatas. But it's saying the fruit is developed enough that seed could be replanted. It's an amount of development of the seed.
Do you think vegetables that are planted?
Yes.
That people plant?
How do you think you get vegetables?
I'm saying people...
What do you think they do? They don't wave a wand at the field and get vegetables.
Where do you get a lot of seed from? Where do they come from?
go with Savarma. But they don't just wave a wand and all of a sudden it's full of cabbages.
If you wave fruits and vegetables are planted, then...
Something that the seed is like a wheat, right? You plant the wheat kernel.
Correct.
Plant the wheat kernel. So maybe that's where they apply to the Rosh Hashanah, but maybe it doesn't apply to trees.
So what I'm saying is, I'm saying almost the same thing. I'm saying is, a yerek by definition means something where the seed is of no significance. I'm not going to use it as a seed.
I think I might want to add fruit trees. Maybe fruit trees are in that category with seed. You don't have seeds to plant. Because you don't plant seeds, you plant
branches. No, because the drush is about trees. That's what drush is about trees. Yeah, it's about dog and tirshin yitzar. No, it's a dog and tirshin yitzar. I skipped that part. It's a dog and tirshin yitzar. Okay. The last thing to say about this, I'm not. If we had more time, I'd tell you a whole yeshu for you, Yerushalmi. You guys wait afterwards if we have time. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Yanti, when we finish. Okay. Before we continue, I have to tell you this. We're going to talk about the year that has to do with Kedusha Shvias and beer. That's the kind of things we're talking about. There's another thing, Svichen, the rules of Svichen, beer.
Oh. From that guy.
Yeah.
Family.
So the year for Svichen does not follow exactly these rules. Okay, the rules for Svichen, which is Svichen is the grain, things that grow, that have to be planted every year, that grow during Shemitah, their rules are a little bit different. The Midra has all kinds of opponents, so they have a little bit different rules.
So we talk about it, it's just Svichen that grows every 30 days, isn't that Svichen too?
What's it, Shachas grows every 30 days?
It's just Svichen, growing a lot of Svichen.
Okay, don't know. Okay. Okay, so now let's get on to the specifics of the different fruits and vegetables. Okay. Okay, it does. Okay. Okay, so I guess as I mentioned to you, there's a Bavli and Yerushalmi about this. Okay, a Bavli and Yerushalmi say the same thing. And they come out, say the same words, the heading, not the details. I talked to you before about some of the details. The headings, the way it says it, are come out the same. Okay, and following my thing about themes, the Bavli has 14 words that it has to say over here, okay, to send this in. There's Amarava, Amarabonan, Ilan Basachanata, okay, Gemara Roshana, two of his and Basachlish, and Yarek Basalakita. Okay, so it says this is the rules that it says, that there's more to the Gemara, but this is what the Gemara says as the primary rules, that Ilan goes to Chanata, two of his is a Shlish, and Yarek is Lakita. Okay, Yerushalmi says almost the same thing, okay, not exactly, but almost the same thing. Amrabba, that first word, b'tvu, is a shalim gear. So, but everyone agrees that it says there. The payer is halchah hashlish, means t'vu also, even if it doesn't use, even if it's not a gear, it's not a gear, it's not a hashrasha. What you're seeing up there is actually not the truth. I'll tell you in a minute what the din of Ayriz. Ayriz means Ayriz, the chavirov. The Ayriz, Dachin, Progen, Shum, Shmin. Okay, it's actually not a hashrasha, it's not how we paskin. And the last thing would be Yarek, b'shasli, kitasa, yisur. Okay, so Yerushalmi, the Baal didn't give these two different things, they're almost exactly the same. There's lots of discussion in the Rishonim about differences between them, and even in the Bavli it says Ilan Basar Chanot and two of his and Basar Shlish. I'm going to tell you in a second that they may not even be so different from each other. Okay.
What does Yisuro mean? Maiser?
Yeah, you give it to Maiser. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's lots of details. Like for example, the Gemara makes this rule and says two of his and Basar Shlish, or the Rishonim says Peres are Halchah Shlish. There's a long Tosfos that talks about. Well, I don't understand. If you look at the first parak of Maaser, look at the first parak. It gives you for 100 fruits, many fruits. Each one of them tells you how much it has to grow. The Tosfos says, "Well, so what happened to this rule? Is it a Basar Shlish? There's Mishnayos with all kinds of rules. This fruit at this stage and this fruit at this stage. So what happened to these rules? Okay, we're not talking about that. Okay. And another thing is that you." Okay, fine, right here.
This is on the Yeraisa level?
You missed that. We talked about it. Okay, so now, let's do fruits first. Okay, fruits is the most what to do with. You see here in the Gemara, the Bible says, Ilan Basar Chanata. Okay, fruits go Basar Chanata. Okay, the Rashi and Tosfos learn that Chanata means exactly what it sounds like, which is that when the buds of the tree fall off, and the fruit first begins to show, that's when the year is counted. Okay? That's how they learn the year is counted. Chanata means when the flowery part of the tree falls off and you begin to see a fruit, that's Chanata. And the Rambam says, no, that for these dinim, Chanata means that it grew a shlish. It grew a third. I know, it looks like a steer, right? I mean, here it says a shlish and chanata. That's a question on the Rambam. Okay, but the Rambam says that chanata for Shemitah purposes means that it grew a third. That is to say, according to the Rambam, the shear is much later. Okay, the shear, a third is much after.
The Rambam explains chanata.
Yeah, for these dinim, it means that oinus hamaisus, which is going to grow a shlish.
The Rambam, the word chanata means that the thing fall off.
I believe
so.
Right, I believe so. For this din, it means, but for this din, it means like that. Okay, the Chazon Ish says we pass like the Rambam, and there's a sefer. I don't know if you saw here. Rabbi Eisenberg brought in for me from someone named Rabbi Rimon from Eretz Yisrael. Okay, no, that's not probably why he wrote the sefer. and Rabbi Rimon wrote. It's really very well done. I don't know what it's like in Lashon Kodesh. I don't know what it's like in Russian Kurdish, but he gave it to me in English. It's really quite well done. They're reprinting it, so I'm waiting to get one for the Shemitah. But it's really well done. Thankfully, Rabbi Eisenberg is an artist role, so I get to look the safer. He gave it to me. So Rabbi Ramon brings that this machlokes has an afgamina to two specific foods, avocados and kiwis. Certain kinds of avocados and kiwis do exactly this thing. They have chanata before Rosh Hashanah, and they have a shlish after Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so for most other foods, it's not such a nafkamina, but he says, I believe him, that avocados and kiwis do exactly this, that according to the Rashi and Tosfos, they would be considered, what's growing right now? Right now, there are fruit, the avocados and kiwis are beginning to grow, they have chanata before Rosh Hashanah, according to the Rashi and Tosfos, they would be six-year produce, no special given to them, and according to the Rambam, which is how we pass in, they would be considered shvius produce, and therefore would have kedusha shvius. Okay, now, the big exception to this din that Paris go after they grew a third is Esroigim. Okay? The Esroigim, their Oinus HaMaisus and the din for Shvius is much earlier than when they grew a third. It gives a shear when they start to take on a round shape to them, whatever it is, a much earlier stage that they have them. Okay? Now, there's a Machlokes Rishonim about this also. Everyone agrees that that's the shear for Esroigim. Okay? When it begins to have I've got the words. It has this rounder shape to it. But there's a Machlokes like this. The Rambam holds that there's a Chumrah Drabbanan that Esrog has two times that it's counted. One is when it gets this very early stage of development that's like a rounder shape to it, and also Basar Lakita. Basar Lakita. Which is because, as you know, Esrogim have a special feature that they're Dar B'ilan and Mishan L'shan, they keep on growing. In that way, they're like a yarrow that they keep on taking in water. They keep on growing more and more. And therefore, the Rambam holds that we have to be machmir to treat it both ways. As opposed to most of the Rishonim hold that no, the only thing is when it grows this small amount, you don't have to care about Lakita. Okay? And that has a big nafkamina to us. The nafkamina is like this. This year's Esrogim, okay, this year's Esrogim that we're going to pick for Sukkos, Tavshin, Ayin, Hay. So if you pick that Esrog after Rosh Hashanah, according to the Rambam, that's Perish Shvius. According to the other Rishonim, it's not, because it got to the stage of that it had to be well before that, months before that. Okay, and therefore, really, Rechaim Kinesi says, really the din is not like the Rambam. Really, we don't have to be machmir like the Rambam. It's a Drabbanan, we don't have to be machmir for the Rambam. But the minute he says is to do it anyhow, to be machmir for it, and therefore, Esroigim for this Sukkos are going to be picked before Rosh Hashanah. They're going to be machmir. He says that they usually do it anyhow. That's pretty common that they pick them just business wise that they pick them anyhow.
In America,
I know, but the people in Israel use this very also. You know, they live around the corner. You know what I mean? But anyhow, it seems that business wise they pick them before Rosh Hashanah anyhow. But in this year in particular, they're going to be careful to pick the Israelim before Rosh Hashanah to make sure that even according to the Rambam, those are not considered perish fees.
You said the Chazon Ish passing like the
other Rishonim, not the Rambam.
Right? No, Chazon Ish. I thought you said passing like the Rambam.
He passed a drama about the earlier question that he needs that goes by shlish. Okay. About this Esrog, he says you don't have to be mocked. Okay. You don't have to be mocked for the Rambam to say it's also Basar Lakita. Okay, so we only do it by. He says, so Chaim Kinesi is like this. He says, it really is, you go when it reaches this early stage. The produce for this year, the Esrog for this year would not be Shemitah the produce. But when the minute is to be careful about it and pick them for, make sure you pick them for Rosh Hashanah. Okay, real Esrogim, you'll hear the Esrogim titles in a year from now. When it comes to Esrogim for next year, those for surely are Esrogim that are Kedusha Shvius. That's going to be the Shavuot next. Okay,
and the following year, if you want to be Ma.
So we're discussing next year.
At the end, when we talk about Shvius itself, it's going to be together with that. Things for the end of Shvius itself. Okay. Okay. Now, so that's a well-known machlokes about Esrogim. But there's a more modern shaila about citrus fruits. Okay? About citrus fruit. When this thing that it says, this thing that we say that Esroyim, according to the Rambam, have a special din. This that we say that Esroyim have a special din, it's a big suffix whether citrus fruits also have that. Why should citrus fruits have that? So, I don't know if I'm going to distract you or not distract you by these slides.
That would get the scales, I would.
Okay, and that is like this. The Chazanish says like this. He says, I'm not sure if citrus fruits, okay, if citrus fruits should have the dinner of an essay. Why? He says, Lamaise is we water them like it's right, okay, the way you take care of them, and the way the fruit looks, the structure of the fruit, and the way the segments and the pieces are, is like that. And also the way they keep the, I don't know how to read some of those words, so I'm not going to read it. The way they keep the juice inside of them, in all citrus fruit, has a lot of similarities to them. He says, and the Mela, I'm not sure whether they're considered Esrog. So when the Gemara says that Esrog has a special din, or the Rambam says Esrog has a special din, maybe that means really Esrog is like a class of fruit, like all citrus fruit, he says he's Mesupik about it. Okay? So it happens to be. Again, it comes from the Chazanish, but Ruchai Kenneth says you could be make about that. Okay? It's a sophic, but you could be make about that. Okay? But that was what the Chazanish said. Okay? But Rav Kook said for sure that it's not a perish, it's not like an esrog. Okay, and he said like this. He said first he was not sure. Okay, at first he wasn't sure what to do with it. He said that in a certain way it's like he said, the watering part of it is similar, they may take care of it. He said, but there's all kinds of nafkumis then, and that is like this. Esrog is known, and the reason why it has the whole din of being Basilikita is because it's Darbi, one of Mishan and Lashana. He says, no, and it keeps on growing. Okay? But he says, but other citrus fruits don't do that. Okay? They don't keep on growing further on the fruit. You leave an orange on the tree, it doesn't get bigger and bigger. You put Esrog, it keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I should have put in my pictures there. The Esrog just keep on getting bigger and bigger. You know what I mean? But oranges and other fruits don't do that.
They'll fall off.
He didn't say they fall off, but they don't keep on growing like
eventually.
But it's not like Esrog; it just keeps on getting bigger. You leave a lime on the tree; it's not getting bigger and bigger. Okay.
I had an orange tree. Yeah. Bonsai orange tree.
Yeah.
And the orange is like after it's getting bigger,
okay. Plus, he says. Plus, also, the Esrogim keep on growing new fruits all year long. They don't have a season. New ones keep coming out, and other oranges, and I thought he said lemons here or something that's coming. Yeah, and even lemons. And even lemons don't do that. They only grow, they have their time when they come out. And therefore he says, it's for sure they're like other fruits, they don't have the special chumrah. Okay? So that's a shiloh. I didn't put it on here, but the Shlom Zalman brings
a picture.
Rav Shlomo Zalman, no, that wasn't the problem. Rav Shlomo Zalman brings a raya from a Rosh Cerebio, a Rishon, who says that lemons have this din. Not about other citrus, just for lemons, but Rav Shlomo Zalman has this very interesting raya from a Rama that he says it's a raya that they don't, and it's only Esrog, and that's it. Okay, and that's what we do. Yes?
Grapes, do they go into like olive, or do they go like a regular tree?
Well, we pass that all trees are the same.
Don't worry about grapes.
We pass the vine. We pass that all trees are the same. Grapes. And actually, I wasn't going to mention it, but it happens to be that even though, so I said to you that the rule is, Peiros go bus or shlish, when they grew a third.
Right.
Okay. The Esrog is an exception to that rule. It's actually even earlier than a shlish. Okay. And we talked about citrus fruits. It happens to be there are other exceptions to the rule. Grapes and pomegranates and dates have a different din. Okay, they have another kula, another unusual thing, that even if one of the fruits we got to the Oinus HaMaisus, then the whole section is considered like a Oinus HaMaisus. I'm mentioning it, it's worth mentioning it. I wasn't going to, but it's worth mentioning it because you shouldn't walk away from me and say, now I got all the rules, I got everything. There's 100 exceptions, okay? When I said to you about we'll talk about Yerukas in a second, about Kitnias in a second, we said the exceptions are the Uris, Durkhan, Progan, and Shumshman, and there's other exceptions. There's Pola Mitzri, and there's all kinds of other strange exceptions. So you really have to know that we're trying to just talk about the general rules. Okay, now, when we talk about the next group is if the Peiros is Kitnias, okay, if the fruits comes Kitnias, and those are two things, Tu and Kitnias. Tu is a subcategory of Kitnias. Kitnias means something where you eat the seed and you don't eat the vegetable around it. Okay, and Tu really is a subcategory of that. The five grains are a subcategory. They have special dinim, so they get their own name, but they're really a subcategory of that. Okay, and the rule is, most people hold, come on, everybody holds, that for kidneys, tfu and kidneys, the din is you follow a shlish. Okay, I'm sorry, what did I say? Did I say shlish? No. Yeah, they go by a shlish. I'm sorry, yes, they go by a shlish. So they go by a shlish when they grow on a third. Our exception is, as I mentioned, Ayriz v'charir, Ayriz d'chen, Pragan, and Shemshemin. The der din is, I don't know. I forgot what the din is. Oh, okay. They go when they're fully ripe. Okay? They go when they're fully grown. When they're fully grown, that's when they're considered to be, that's when the year goes by. Okay, but most kidneys and tefua goes by when it grows a shlish. So now that we're finished with the things that are by a shlish, we have a little bit more to talk afterwards. I'm going to mention to you, Chazanish has a very interesting point. He says is, he brings a raya from something, if you would have learned this Yerushalmi, you would have read it exactly the opposite. But he brings a raya. He says like this. He says, when we say that something has to grow a shlish, okay, a shlish does not mean that it grew a third of its size. Okay, don't say it'll be a diameter of, 3 inches, so when it grew a diameter of 1 inch, maybe that's not a third, but whatever, when it grew a third of that size, now it's considered to be that it had grown a third. He says, no, it does not depend on kamus. He says, it depends on echus. He says, when it's a third of its development has happened, he says, we don't really have a way of measuring that. There isn't a simple way to measure that. The Mishnah is at the beginning of Maishas have all kinds of measures for each different fruit, but he said we don't really have a way to measure it. He said, and therefore we substitute that it's grown a third of its production, a third of the amount of juice that it will make is the way we judge it. And the Yerushalmi actually says that. It's a Mishnah, sort of, and the Yerushalmi that says that when an olive tree that would produce 3 lugum of wine, it's a measure of volume, of how much of oil, 3 lugum of oil, when the fruit on that tree has grown enough to produce 1 lug of oil, then they've reached their stage. So he says, the third is being measured by how much oil it would produce. He says, and it's not true, that's not the size of them. He says, by the time they produce a third of their oil, he says, in Lamaisa, is they will have grown well more than a third of their size. Well, more than a third of their size. So you see that the shear is in the echos and how much oil it can produce when it's produced. When they're big enough that you can now get a lug of oil out of them for something that would have, that a tree that in total will be able to make 3 lugum, then it's reached that shear and now it's being a third. Okay. The last one we have to do, that I know the answer for anyhow, is vegetables. Okay. Some Rishonim hold that when it says, when lakita means when it's fully grown, it's all ready to be picked, it's finished all its growth that it has to do, it's taken in all of its water. The Rambam holds not like that. The Rambam holds that it depends on when you mamish, when you pick it. Literally, b'shas lakitase, when the day you pick it, you take ma'aser from it. When the day that you pick it, and the Rambam brings it out, because in Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni, he says it in Shmita, but not as clearly. In Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni, he says, if someone picked the yerek on Rosh Hashanah, then the din is, it's considered to be from the next year's produce. Okay? That is to say, even though if you picked it on Rosh Hashanah, obviously it was fully grown the day before Rosh Hashanah. I mean, come on, it didn't grow anything if you picked it on Rosh Hashanah. So he's making a point that he's saying that it goes literally by the day you pick it. It doesn't make a difference when it became fully grown, how many we're trying to learn, but rather it depends on when you physically pick it off the ground.
If you actually pick it, even though it's not fully grown, of course, everybody...
Yeah, well, then it's over. That's for sure. The shayla is, if it becomes fully grown, when it said b'shas l'kitasoi, did that mean when it's fit for being grown, and the svar would be is, because then it's taken in all its water, it's not growing anymore. Or do you say, no, physically, it depends. If you wait another 3 days and you pick it, then it goes by then. Okay. So that's machlokes, and we pass like that goes by the shas l'kita. Okay, so now.
The actual
time that you pick it.
It's not the professional growers know when it's the optimum time to pick it. And awake, as soon as it's...
It could be on the weather, too.
Yes, you're saying is, Lamaisa is they probably pick it right on time or early, and they're not leaving it there longer.
Yeah, they'll come to after me.
Right. Okay. Okay. So just to summarize where we are, just to help you make sense of all this information I threw at you. Okay. Like this. Produce from Shviyas doesn't necessarily mean stuff that grew completely during Shemitah. Some of it grew lots before, and some of it grew lots afterwards. And it means is that come the day after Rosh Hashanah, come Tzion Gedalia in Eretz Yisrael this year, what they're going to hit first from Shemitah produce is going to be vegetables. Vegetables go by Lakita. Vegetables go by when the harvest is. That means if someone picks cucumbers on Tzion Gedalia, those are going to be Shvi'is produce. That's going to have all the dinim of Hilchos Shvi'is to it. And in fact, they're going to pick lots of vegetables right before Rosh Hashanah just to beat the deadline, okay? But they're going to have questions of vegetables at the very beginning of Shemitah, through Shemitah, come ready the eighth year. As soon as the eighth year starts, shortly thereafter, once they get past the Svichan issues, once the eighth year starts, they're going to be clear. It's going to go by Lakita. Again, ignoring the Svichan issues. It'll go bust the Lakita. So come the beginning of the eighth year, they won't have a problem. Fruit is going to be not like that.
Oh,
what's going to happen is fruit go by when they grew a third. Okay, so that means is the first Shemitah fruits are not going to come till in the middle or the end of Shemitah. They're not going to come to market. The only the ones that grew a third, or the grains that grew a third in Shemitah, are the ones that are going to be Shemitah produce. And the ikar of Kedusha Shemitah of fruits and grains and kidneys comes in the year after Shemitah. That's, by that time, that stuff comes to market. It's deep into Shemitah already into the next year. Okay, that's why they're more of their shayla. Of course, the exception to all that is things that are preserved, like wine and pickles and things that are preserved, obviously those are going to last for a long time afterwards. Those last for a long time afterwards. You put canned fruits, canned vegetables, they last for a long time. But again, this is roughly what's going to happen. We're going to hear vegetables are going to be at the very beginning of the year, through the whole Shemitah. Then come after Shemitah, we're going to deal with this fruits, that's the ikar that's going to happen after that.